Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. His return is so soon, so sudden and without warning. The only warning we get is when he give his people, when he put it on our hearts to say that his return is soon. But it really doesn't matter how soon it is when you love God. When you walk in love, just this, the Lord talked to me about the rapture sometimes. There's so many different varied opinions about it. And I ask him, I like to ask questions. You can't learn unless you're seeking and knocking and asking. And with God, you have to want his knowledge or you can't learn it. So I looked at the scriptures and I was taught that the rapture would happen before the tribulation of Christ. I mean, before the tribulation period, Christ will return. Before the tribulation period, which lasts 7 years, according to Daniel. And this seven-year period is the last 7 years. Now, this seven-year period is the last 7 years that Israel must endure. Because they didn't let their land lay out. And 69 weeks was spent. But there's one more week, which is 7 year period. Now Daniel talks about that in Daniel chapters 9 and 10. And you have to go back and read the law of Moses and you'll see that every seventh year they were supposed to let their land lay out. Let the soil replenish itself. And this was to them, it served, you know, the ground that produces food, the dirt, they were supposed to let it rest every seventh year. Man was supposed to keep the Sabbath and so did the earth. Why 7 years? This is to let us know that man is going to rule the earth for 6,000 years, and then Christ will return on the seventh year. And he would reign the earth. He would run the earth on the seventh year. Also, the Sabbath, one of the Ten Commandments was keep the Sabbath, keep it holy. Because you got to recognize Christ and his lordship. If you focus on the Lord, everything else works in your life. If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all things will be added. If your eyes is single, your whole body will be full of light. This is all throughout the Word of God. If you focus on, you know, the wisdom of the Proverbs is Jesus. The love relationship in the Psalms is Jesus. We have to go look at him and everything else will work. In other words, just like the Lord opened my eyes to something as I did yesterday's broadcast. It was about love. When we receive the love of God and then we relay the love of God, that's the only way to operate in the kingdom of God. We receive his knowledge and we relay his knowledge. If we love, we don't relay what we're not devoted to. The Lord wants us to receive his love. That's light. And then live it. And bless other people with the same love and the knowledge that he's supplied us with. In the Old Testament, he said, do unto others as you will have them do unto you. That's what Jesus taught. Be kind to all men. But now he says, love people like God love you. And that's where life is. And this life is the light of men. The example that Jesus gave. So it really doesn't matter when the rapture is on our part. If we walk, if we obey him, if we operate in his love. Yesterday's broadcast, the Lord had me explaining how people learn as they operate according to their trust and they have faith in God and they trust God and they do his word. You always learn things in a greater way as you obey God. But that's what happens when you live according to his law. It's not like you're trying to use your mind to make sure every little thing you do is right. And that's not the way to live. It's not like you under the gun, so to speak. But you receive the love of God and you live the love. That's as easy as it gets. If you love God's word, receive it and do it. And receive it, and that's how you organize your life. That's how you make decisions. It's a life that works. I don't worry about all the little minute details that people, you know, the Pharisees used to strain out a gnat and swallow a camel, Jesus said. They make a big deal about every little detail of God's word. But when you love God, everything falls in place. It's just like driving a car. Some people look a few feet in front of the car and they are the worst drivers. But if you look way down the road, you see what's up there and you avoid, you see what's coming. You see what's going. You're driving and you're looking far down the road. Your hands automatically make the minute detail adjustments that has to be made. When you love your wife, a lot of things just not going to happen because the other women out there, you see them, but you love your wife. And you think your mind is on how to be a blessing to your own wife or your own husband, if you're a woman. Your own wife, if you're a man, you have to say it that way. Sometimes people think that a man can have a husband. That's wrong. That's from the pit. Or a wife can have a wife, and that's from the pit too. The enemy's just trying to mock your life. But when you love God, everything falls in place, and you can do greater things. You don't have to live your life from the pit. From the pit of hell. But you can live your life from heaven. Jesus said, make earth like heaven. As it is in heaven, so it should be in earth, in your life. And you can do this. He equipped us to do this. And he loves us. Now, as we go forward, doing the love of God, things fall in place, just like when you're driving a car. Looking far down the road, you make all the necessary adjustments. You study the word, receive it as true. You speak it, you act on it. The studying that you do, you fill your heart with the word. I don't try to memorize every little thing and make sure I do every little thing. I just receive the word of God and it comes out of you. If it gets in your heart, it comes out of your mouth. Whatever's in your heart comes out of the mouth. If you receive the word of God, it'll come out in your life. And adjustments are made. You don't even have to think about it. If you get a good grip on what God said, and this is life to you. If it's life to you, you want it. If you want it, you do it. It's better. Everything I learned from God is better. It makes my life better and easier to deal with. I learn not to worry about things. I make adjustments. And I don't worry about what's not. I look at him. God can help me put my life together. He will help me do what's got to be done. And I love him. And I want him to help me go forward. Everything that I do for God, I want it to be right. I want it to be something God will love. And I don't want to do anything that reminds the Lord of Satan, his enemy. Sometimes couples, they get married, you know, they may come out of a bitter marriage. And eventually, when they remarry, their spouse will do something to remind them of the last marriage or their last spouse that didn't love God. And I thought about that. I said, you know, Lord, I don't want to do anything that remind you of the enemy. Satan betrayed God. And I don't want to ever do things that would not be pleasing in His sight, because God is love. And I want to love just like Him. I want to do all, you know, God has been betrayed before. I don't want to be the one that betrayed Him. And I don't want to let His words drop. Because He steadily supplied me with knowledge, and I thank Him for it. I adore the things that He taught me. And the things He made. He makes my life so much easier to deal with. And better. Now, we have a part to play. But the easy way to do God's will is to operate according to God's love. Make a love decision. When He was talking to me about the rapture, you know, some people say that there's a pre-tribulation rapture, a mid-tribulation rapture, and then the post-tribulation rapture. And I was taught pre-tribulation rapture, but I found some scriptures that won't let that hold up like I've been taught. Because 2 Thessalonians said that that day wouldn't come, or the coming of the Lord wouldn't come till the man of sin be revealed. And that's true. Jesus is not going to come. The Antichrist is going to come first. But the rapture would happen at the last trump, which is after the sixth trump. And it seems to me like that seventh trump can sound at any moment now. And I lean towards the pre-tribulation rapture, except for the part about the trump. The seventh trump has to happen, and some of the things on the other six trumpets happen during the tribulation. So you have to stick with the word. That's how it's going to go down. That's how it's going to work. Remember also, the Lord is not going to do anything that's not wise, that's not holy, and that's not full of love. Everything God do is well thought out. After all this is over with, and when we're all in heaven, we'll look back at this, and we're going to talk about it, and we're going to thank the Lord for the way He did it. We're going to see how perfect it really is. Look at Him. God's got this. He's got this. Relax in God. Don't fight over scriptures. We know in part, and we act like we know in part. But we learn. God is revealing knowledge. And you have to look at, what is God revealing? What is God bringing to man? Now, Ken Peters had a tribulation vision. And this man received something from God at a time he didn't know anything about eschatology. And you have to look at what God is revealing to people. And He revealed it in a way that you can tell He didn't know anything about eschatology. And you gotta, if you receive what God reveals to others, you're receiving what the Holy Spirit has shared. So don't take it lightly. It's important. Also, what does the word has revealed to us what God is doing. It's in the word. But you have to put all the scriptures together. They all work together. And sometimes we read things into the word. You know, one thing that I was reading in the word, that I was considering the rapture wouldn't happen until the false prophet is revealed. But he's talking about the second coming. The rapture will happen just before the second coming. He's got to reap the harvest. There's a barley harvest, a wheat harvest, and then the grapes of wrath. That's a harvest too. But they're going to be crushed. That's the Battle of Armageddon. And all three harvests is not the same. And they don't happen at the same time. But I know one thing. God's got this. What I don't know and what I can't tell you, God's got this. And I listen to the pre-tribulation and the mid-tribulation and post-tribulation preachers. All three of them, sometimes they're wrong about things, and sometimes they're all right about certain things. But the Holy Spirit, if you keep seeking Him, you're fine. But remember, God's got this. Look at Him. Look at what He's revealing to man. Learn from it. Receive it, just like you do the Word of God. Yeah, we're obligated to receive the words of the Holy Spirit, just like we're obligated to receive the Word of God. It's the same thing. Same Spirit. Now, God loves us, and He's going to watch over us. He's going to bless us in every way of life. You don't have to be in a hurry to learn. Just learn. Receive what God is revealing. And sometimes you'll get the key point that will make the difference. Now, love the Lord our God. He's good, and He's watching out for us in every way of life. And those who take time to learn God's word and receive His word, they're going to be blessed beyond measure. And I love the Lord our God and King. He knows what He's doing. As we receive His word, it gives us clarity that we need. We may not need it, obviously, now. But everything that we learn of God, even though we may not get to use these things currently, when we need it, or somebody else needs it around us, the Lord can cause us to remember it and be a blessing to somebody. All the knowledge that we can receive, you know, if you're a parent or a grandparent, you can, whatever you're learning, you're going to give your people, your children, your grandchildren, advice and guidance. Everything you learn from the Holy Spirit works together to help you give them the top advice and the best counsel, the best guidance. Sometimes the knowledge of God works to help you not even say anything. But as we continue forward in the things of God, we learn and we grow from glory to glory. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And I desire to see God, people at their best condition. I desire the best for everybody. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move mightily in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.